Heraclon Publishing presents The Stone Frigate, the Royal Military College's first female cadet speaks out, written by Kate Armstrong, narrated by the author. Royal Military College of Canada, Kingston, Ontario, August 1980. Chapter 1. Brace for Shock. Classical music blared in the hall with the tempo of a horse galloping across an open field, and Mr. Kendall was hollering over it. "Rise and shine, recruits! You have until the end of the wake-up song to make your beds and be standing in the hall dressed in PT gear." I flew out of bed and looked through the window into pitch black. Morning already? A backlit clock face shone from a tower across the parade square. It read 5:30 a.m. It's 2:30 a.m. in Vancouver. Nausea washed through me. Meg jumped down and just missed landing on me. We pulled the bunk bed away from the wall and worked together to make the beds. I knew this song from somewhere, but I had no idea how long it would last. I threw on my physical training gear of pressed green shorts and a white t-shirt and rushed to the sink. "Let's leave the bunks pulled out at night and push them back in the morning," I said through the foam of my toothpaste. "Deal," Meg said as she plowed bobby pins into her bun. "1 minute," Mr. Kendall, 3-section commander, our section, bellowed from the hall. We shoved the bed back against the wall. The music was reaching a crescendo and the yelling grew more intense. We opened the door and tumbled out together. Meg stepped left and I stepped right in a moment that sealed our spots in the A-flight recruit hallway for the rest of the term. 20 recruit bodies spilled out of doorways and stood at attention, 4 women and 16 men.